Dad slips his brown tweed jacket on, yanking the sleeves down, and says, "Certainly, Mike. How's the Huskies' defender doing?" Mom cuts him a repellent look and walks out with the nurse to sign the discharge papers. She doesn't care about the other team, nor does she have time for idle chit-chat if it doesn't involve legal logistics. "He's conscious and aware, but I believe we're keeping him overnight for observation. It's really just a precautionary protocol. You know, Jim, I did hire a new doctor the other day, straight in from UCLA Medical Center. She won't be starting until this coming August, though," Mike states proudly to my dad as he scribbles a few more notes down in the chart. "Well, you certainly are hitting the big time now, aren't you, Mike? Will that mean you'll be taking more time off?" My dad chuckles jokingly as he pats the doctor on the arm. An attractive, short, blonde nurse dodges around them and hands me a sheet of paper. It's aftercare instructions for concussions. I remember seeing her here before. Blake, one of my football buddies, was in here nearly a month ago for a broken arm, and if I'm right, she was his nurse as well. We tried for weeks to get him to ask her out, but he never got enough balls to do it. And man, did he have it bad for her, too. She hesitates a second, glancing at the instructions in my hand, and then timidly she meets my eyes.
"Do you have any questions?"
"Yeah. Which should I take? Tylenol or ibuprofen?" I already know the answer. She'll give me the rundown on all the do's and don'ts. Don't drink alcohol if I'm taking the acetaminophen and the ibuprofen can cause kidney damage. And if I have any allergies to aspirin, and the list goes on and on. I quirk a smile at her, just to let her know I get it. Her hand shakes faintly, and she offers me a pen to sign the top copy. I sit up and sign it, rubbing my chin. I watch as she quickly tears off my copy and hands it to me.
"I left my number."
She shakes her head, correcting herself, and says,
"I mean, the doctor's number. It's listed at the top, in case you need anything else."
The next thing I know, her face is flushed the brightest of reds as she hightails it out of the room. I laugh inside. It never gets old. My smile fades when I spot the older nurse striding in with my mom and a wheelchair. I instantly ease off the bed, holding up my hands as I protest. "Yeah, I really don't think I'm going to need that."
"I'm sorry, Mr. Coulton, but it's hospital policy."
I walk steadily toward them and interrupt her speech about hospital rules and regulations. There's no way, with half the town outside, I'm parading out of here in a wheelchair. "Look, I get it, I really do. But you think this is really needed? I mean, look at me." I lift my arms out wide and turn around slowly to show I'm fully capable of walking right out of here on my own 2 feet. Facing the nurse eye to eye, I add, "Besides, you have two of the best lawyers in town to verify my well-being." I take the nurse by the hand and start dancing with her and joke, "Unless you would rather we dance out of here." She giggles and swats me away in fun as she agrees.
"Go on, but don't overdo it, Marcus,"
she advises and smiles at my mom.
"Thank you, Nadine."
My mom stiffly but politely acknowledges her before we head out. I'll be the first one to say it. My mother is a prude. I've only seen her laugh a handful of times. Truly, with tears in her eyes, laugh. And it was always at some affair, a celebration of some type for the single, simple reason that she had won a major case. Her true joy in life isn't family. It's victory. But you see, it's not her victory for tonight, her triumph. It's mine. I can see the entire football team through the spotless double glass doors of the waiting room. The second I walk in, I'm bombarded with high fives and fist bumps. Through the chaos, I glance up and spot Coach Rydell standing off to the side. He tips his cap in my direction and sends an approving two-finger wave. He's one of those guys that would never voice it, never be overly animated about anything, but when he does give you one of those waves, just like he did a moment ago. Well then, you know you did something extraordinary. The huddle of teammates breaks simultaneously apart as she sashays her way toward me. Her long, platinum blonde hair bounces with every step, among other things. And when she reaches me, she practically knocks me down as she swings her arms possessively around my neck. Squeezing us together, she dramatically publicizes to not only me, but to everyone.